American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Senate has released an interim report on the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania in July. Lucas Tomlinson with the latest.
What stands out is some Secret Service agents telling the committee they had no knowledge of any threats to the former president. Here's some of the other key findings to the report. No clearly defined individual responsible for planning and security of the event. The AGR building, including the roof, was not, quote, effectively covered. Ineffective communication, coordination with state and local law enforcement. Secret Service denied requests for additional assets ahead of time. And failures to prevent Trump from taking the stage relay info on a, quote, suspicious person. Now, also in the report, the lead advance agent was told that credible intelligence existed of a threat, but still wrote in a security planning document that there was, quote, no adverse intelligence concerning the visit to Butler, Pennsylvania.
Trump has survived two assassination attempts and faces more threats on his life from Iran. Trump transition team co-chair Tulsi Gabbard claiming the danger could be greater.
It is deeply disturbing to see that, you know, that Iran is supporting these assassination attempts, but they're not the only ones. We know that the drug cartels, that any of these entities that President Trump is a threat to their existence, they are trying to take him out.
Republicans want consequences for Iran after it hacked former President Trump's campaign a second time. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham blaming President Biden for not doing enough to prevent the hacking.
I think this is an act of war against the American people. It's a hostile act. To the Biden administration, you owe it to the American people to punish Iran.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to unveil more of her economic plan in Pittsburgh today as the media starts to press her for answers.
What about, like, here are the five things I'm going to do directly for you?
People like to have a connection to whoever is running for office, that they share their experience.
The other side's done 40 or 50 interviews with J.D. Vance. I don't have to take my shoes off to count on my fingers and toes how many interviews that she's done. And that looks like a deliberate effort just not to face the hard questions.
A nationally televised hour-long debate is one way to answer a lot of direct questions.
So it's just sitting down with an interview.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a specific plan.
My plan is for a manufacturing renaissance, which will be a 15% made in America tax rate. We will put a 100% tariff on every single car coming across the Mexican border. I will bring automobile manufacturing back to the highest level in the history of our country.
Hardly a day goes by without a news story about human trafficking, but a ministry is doing its part to help provide victims a place of refuge.
It's called Safe House Ministry. It's a division of disaster relief ministry, 8 Days of Hope, and it partners with existing ministries that are providing restorative and aftercare for survivors of human trafficking. Colleen Fabling is Safe House Ministry Manager and made these comments on AFR's Today's Issues.
If a ministry needs to expand their facility or renovate the facility that they have already so that they can better serve survivors, we would come in with skilled construction personnel and help them with their facilities. So that sometimes looks like building from the ground up to add on or help a ministry begin to provide a safe place. And sometimes that means adjusting a facility, you know, renovating to better meet their needs.
More people have become aware of trafficking in recent years, due in part to news coverage and the plots of television shows or films. Take the film Sound of Freedom, for example. Still, more needs to be done to provide housing for victims.
You know, across the nation, there's over 13,000 animal shelters. But, you know, when we look at the numbers, there's less than 1,000 beds nationwide for survivors of human trafficking to go and have a safe place.
Safe House Ministry has information online to help churches and individuals learn more about this effort. There's even a human trafficking awareness guide for education and personal advocacy. I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.